beautiful creatures. You're listening to the Passion Photography Podcast, and I'm your very, very tired host, Virginia Yanchuba. I just came back from my daily exercises, and I'm so freaking tired. But it's time for a Friday show. So today I'll be answering your questions, and this is giving me plenty of power and energy. Big shout out to Arturo Las Pinas, JR. Oh, I hope I pronounced it the right way. Who is asking two questions. You're about to hear them in just a second. But I want to mention that if you have any questions, do not hesitate to shoot me an email or to type them down in our Facebook group called the Fashion Photography Podcast. Let me give you a short history lesson. Arturo is 33 years old. He's from Canada and he's an ex-engineer. He did part-time photography for the last 10 years. He tried all genres of photography. And in 2016, he decided to quit his engineering job and pursue full-time photography career, focusing his time and energy on fashion, beauty, and some commercial photography work. But now he's struggling. And that's exactly why he's asking for some help. His first question is it true while working in engineering full-time that I could or should build my portfolio and get so many fashion gigs on the side to the point that I'd be so busy that then would be the time to make the switch to full-time? The truth is, people have different approaches, and it's a little bit of a gambling because sometimes it matters who do you know. The truth is, photography, as every profession, is taking a little bit of time. Yes, there are no guarantees. And especially in the fashion industry, there is no company that you can go to and give your CV and wait for an answer. But that's the beauty of it. All you have to do now is think about the future. Yes, you're in a crossroad. And one of the things that you can do is to go back and try this, to be an engineer and to do your portfolio. But you are the only person who will know how much free time you have. Because if it's not enough, this means less gigs for you. It also means that it's going to take you more time to build your portfolio. But if you're struggling with money or you're too stressed out, maybe it's a good idea to go back to engineering and set a little bit of money aside just for your photo shoots, but also be happy and grateful for what you have. But it's definitely going to take you a longer time to build your portfolio this way. According to your question, how much you can make as a digital tech or assistant, I cannot tell you, because in every country, usually the price list is quite different. And unfortunately, I haven't been in Canada. But what you can do is to ask people in the industry from your region, your country, because they'll tell you the truth. They'll know that you're the one who does not want to take less in order just to have work. And they'll share their prices because you'll be competition. But this will be a knowledge competition, not a money one. You're asking also, is it truly the only way to be a digital tech or assistant to break to the industry and to get known? No, it's not the only way. There are people who started as photographers. It took them some time. They gained their contacts and they became great photographers. But there are also some people who started on their own. They struggled a lot. And at a certain moment, they gained their contacts and became what they're known for. So it's not the only way, but it's definitely a shortcut. Of course, it has its difficulties. It's going to be hard for you to find people to work with, especially when you do not have this sort of experience as another digital tech that's been working this for the past 5 years. So you have to know that no matter what you decide, it's a long road to walk. But above all, it's not an impossible one. And I can definitely tell you this with confidence because I tried both ways. The truth is, past is in the past for a reason. You cannot change it now. But at this very moment, you can think about all the things that you want to do tomorrow. Right now, you need to take a pen and an empty notebook. On the top of the first page, write down being an engineer in order to become a photographer. Make a straight line on the one side of the page, put all the minuses of being an engineer, and on the other one, put all the pluses. On another page, write down being an assistant in order to become photographer. On the third page, write down being digital tech in order to become photographer. And on another page, just put down being a photographer right now. And this way, you understand what's going to bring you most benefit. But like I said, it's a long road, so we have to be prepared for this. Nothing's gonna happen overnight. You're taking a journey that it's probably gonna cost you a few years. of your life. But that's okay, because you know your final purpose. And that's the most important thing in this journey. The rest of the pages in this notebook, you can use to write down all the things that are holding you back right now. What are you doing good and what are you doing bad? You might need new source of ideas, new mentor, new website, new strategy for your marketing. It can be everything, but you need to find the root of the problem, because if it's not working right now, there's probably a reason why. And you need to find it, because this way you'll make sure that a few years later, you won't end up with the same results because you've made the same mistakes. The most important thing for you right now is to set up your goals and clarify if you have any mistakes. I know you're wondering if the assisting is the only path, but the answer is no. There are so many ways to do something. You just have to find what's your own path. And I just want to assure you that no matter what you decide, this is going to be the right way and the right path for you. Because no matter what you do, you gain your experience. That's why you don't have to worry, because the only thing that you're losing right now is your time. Time that you could have spent shooting, doing what you love, being happy. So be brave and go make your list. And keep me updated with your decisions, because I would love to know what's going on. You can all do this in our Facebook group called the Fashion Photography Podcast, where you're more than welcome. Now it's the perfect moment to say that if you want to check out our previous podcast, you can do this on JudithFashionMagazine.com and NeverlandMag.com. If you really love our show, you can leave us an honest review on iTunes. Thank you so much for being with me, and have an amazing weekend.